This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sonny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the first edition of the Seoul Leadership Conclave today at the Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Bhutan's Prime Minister Dasho Sering Tobge will deliver this keynote address as the guest of honor. Our correspondent reports that the two-day Seoul Leadership Conclave will serve as the premier platform where the leaders will diverse domains like politics, sports, arts and media, the spiritual world, the public policy, the businesses and the local sector will share the inspiring life's journeys. The Seoul Leadership Conclave will foster the ecosystem of the collaboration and the thought leadership, facilitating the learning from both the failures and successes to inspire the young audiences. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 98th Akhil Bharatiya Marathi Sahitya Sammelan in New Delhi today. Marathi was recently granted the classical language status by the government. The Sammelan will be held from today till the 23rd of February and will host a diverse array of panel discussions, book exhibitions, the cultural performances and the interactive sessions with eminent literary figures. It will celebrate Marathi's literature of timeless relevance and explore its role in contemporary discourse, including the themes of language preservation, the translation and the impact of digitalization of the literary works. A correspondent reports that the Marathi Literary Gathering has been held in the national capital after 71 years, also includes a symbolic literary train journey from Pune to Delhi. Rekha Gupta has assumed the charge as this Delhi Secretariat. She was welcomed by the Chief Secretary Dharmendra Kumar and the other senior officials. Talking to the media after taking charge, Mrs. Gupta said that the Delhi government will continuously work towards the mission of Viksit Delhi. Mrs. Rekha Gupta chaired the first cabinet meeting at Delhi Secretariat yesterday. Earlier BJP's first-time MLA, Rekha Gupta was sworn in as the new Chief Minister at the iconic Ramlila Maidan in the national capital yesterday. Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena administered the oath at the Office of the Secrecy of Ms. Gupta and six cabinet ministers. Rekha Gupta has become the fourth woman chief minister after Sushma Swaraj, Sheila Dikshit and Atishi, and the second woman BJP chief minister of Delhi. The Delhi government has decided to implement the Ayush Bharat Health Insurance Scheme, the Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said while briefing the media yesterday after chairing the first cabinet meeting at the newly sworn-in Delhi government. She said that the Ayushman Bharat scheme, along with a top-up of 5 lakh rupees from Delhi government, has been approved unanimously and will be implemented at the earliest. She said that the 14 CAG reports has been tabled at the first sitting at the assembly. The Delhi Chief Minister announced that she will hold the portfolios of various departments of General Administration, Services, Finance, Review, the Women and Child Development, the Land and Building, Information and Public Relations, Vigilance, the Administrative Reforms, Planning and other departments not allocated to any other minister. Ashish Sood will be in charge of Home, Power, Urban Development, the Education and High Education and Training and Technical Education departments. Parvesh Verma will be in charge of PWD, the legislative affairs, the irrigation and the flood control, and the control of the water of Gurdwara elections. Sardar Majinder Singh Sirsa has been allotted the food and supplies, the forest and environment and industries, whereas Dr. Pankaj Kumar will be in charge of the health and the family welfare, transport and information technology. Kapil Mishra has been given in charge of the law and justice, the labor department, employment development, art and culture, language and tourism department. The External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, met his Russian counterpart, Sergey Lavrov, at Johannesburg, South Africa, yesterday. They reviewed at the continued progress of the India-Russia bilateral cooperation. In a social media post, he said that they discussed the recent development pertaining to the Ukraine conflict. The External Affairs Minister also called South African President Cyril Ramaphosa at the sidelines of G20 foreign ministers meeting at Johannesburg. Dr. Jaishankar assured President Ramaphosa of India's support to South Africa's G20 priorities. And that is the end of this news bulletin.